Welcome to Dose of Courage. This podcast is for boss women of faith who are ready to level up in faith, life, and business. I'm your host, Courage Molina, Chief Courage Crusader, teaching you how to live bolder, more confident, and courageous so you can create the life of your wildest dreams and build a legacy of impact. Courage Crusaders, let's go. What's up? I'm so glad you guys are here. Today, I want to talk to you about manifestation, okay? Going beyond this idea of like name it and claim it. I know you've probably been hearing a lot about manifestation, especially in this, in this climate that you're in, manifesting the life of your dreams. One, what does that mean? Two, what does that even look like? Well, I also am a huge proponent and believer of manifestation and manifesting things in your life. I'm not the guru. I'm like not the go-to. It's not my superpower, okay? Like I can do it, but it's not my superpower. So I have invited my friend. She my real friend in my head, y'all, okay? I've invited my friend, Rachel Luna, to share with us. Rachel Luna is a best-selling author, sales, confidence, and mindset strategist, and highly sought-after international speaker. She's a former U.S. Marine, and this 4'11" firecracker has a reputation for inspiring confident action and helping her clients double, triple, and quadruple their income. She has created numerous courses, the Feel Good Sales Society, Profit Without Products, but my personal favorite, the one I'm so super excited about, the one I really want her to talk a lot about today, is the Faith Activated course. It's a journaling experience. She's also had live events throughout the year, including Confidence Activated, which is the place where I met her, actually. And so if you're looking for sales confidence, mindset mastery, and marketing strategies that will boost your revenue while building your legacy, Rachel Luna is the girl you call. And so you know what? I thought, well, since she's the queen of manifestation and mindset mastery, I'm gonna call her up so that she can come and share with my tribe. I want y'all to help me welcome Rachel Luna. Welcome to Dose of Courage.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
So excited that you are here. Like, I'm really, I don't want to scream and bust out anybody's eardrums, but I am so super excited that you're here because I wrote you down. I mean, this is perfect. First of all, this is absolutely perfect because probably 4 or 5 months ago, I was doing my content. Now, y'all know I love content planning. 52 weeks, that's the best way to go for me. And whenever I write out what I think I want to talk about on my podcast, if there's a person that the Lord just drops in my spirit, I write their name down. I don't care how big they are, what the likeliness is of it. And so I wrote your name down and I hadn't really met you yet. I was at your conference.
Hey!
Yeah, it was so great in Atlanta. So excited. And I saw you, but you didn't really know me. So for me to put your name down, and when I wrote it, I was like, yeah, she's going to be on this podcast. fast forward a few months later, we connected on Instagram. You were doing a live, and I had plenty to say. And so I was engaging with the live, and you were like, hey, you should be on my podcast. And I was like, what? This is bananas. Yes. And so then you had me on your podcast, which was so dope. And I still was low-key nervous about asking you. I mean, I had a conversation with my friend group. We are Mastermind Alliance, right? And I'm like, okay, now's the time. I need to just reach out to her. I need to just ask her. They were like, of course she's going to say yes. I'm like, yeah, I did write it down. So she's probably going to say yes. And then you were like, yes, it's so great. So I'm so excited that you are here.
Well, thank you. I hope you see my look of confusion. Like, why wouldn't I have said yes? Of course. You should have asked me sooner. What took you so long? Confidence Activated was a whole year ago.
It really was. But
my invitation is late. It got lost in the mail.
It's right on time because I've been talking more and more with my community about the importance of journaling and not just journaling for like I like to journal your thoughts and it's very cathartic. I'm a huge fan of like writing down your prayers and the things you believe in God for. I love all of those things. But there is one thing that I just learned recently, maybe even this year, is like journaling to manifest. Mm-hmm. And I've been like dabbling in that and you are the queen of it. Like yes, if there was a person who had a superpower that was journaling to manifest, you are that person. And so I thought it would be phenomenal to have you on here so we can talk about how dope you are,
why you
journal to manifest, and all the other things that come with that. So why do you journal to manifest? Let's start there.
Okay, well, actually, let's go a step before. And by the way, my dog may or may not jump up and down. She's bipolar, I think. And she has like some sort of nervous disorder. Anyway.
We love her. It's good.
Yeah. Let's go back before, because I have journaled most of my life, but like you said, to emote, to capture my thoughts and feelings. And what I discovered was that I wasn't really changing my life. I was just getting more of what I already had. And I started learning about, you know, law of attraction, which never quite sat right with me as a Christian woman. It felt like a big departure from my Christian upbringing. Yes. And let's be clear, when I talk about Christian upbringing and what kind of Christian I am, I'm that Christian that knows she needs Jesus. I'm that Christian that was out there in the streets begging for mercy and grace. Yes. So I want to just give that kind of a context. But that being said, the law of attraction felt too far away from God, but not adopting the principles of manifestation also did not feel aligned with God. Because if you look in the Bible, Jesus was like the master manifester. The word manifestation actually belongs to God. If you go into Genesis, it said, how did the whole world come into existence? Was God said. He said, he said, he said. So it was always, that was always going to be part of us being able to create, was using our words. And then if you also look, it says, write your vision and make it plain so that all who run by may see it. And if you really go into what that means that you should be writing a vision so big that if people are running, they don't have to stop to look and try to read. They should be able to see. That's how big what you write should be. So I really became very interested to see, well, all these secret New Agey people, they're getting what they want. And I'm a Christian, and the Bible says that I'm supposed to prosper, and I'm supposed to be a lender and not a borrower, but I don't really see that in my life. And I'm really sick and tired of seeing broke Christians. Like, this is an epidemic, and I had to figure this out. So that was a big proponent for me trying to change the way that I was doing things. And then, of course, I had some like personal drama come in and I hit some rock bottom moments that I don't even want to get into right now. But look, you've had a rock bottom moment, I'm sure. Everybody has had some moment where they wake up and think, okay, I need to do something immediately, if not sooner, because this is not a cute look.
Right.
So that happened for me in 2006, late 2006, early 2007. And I spent that year trying to figure out what I believed in and what was important to me. And one of my core beliefs is that we are in a world full of hurt and anger and pain and confusion because we are not connected with our identity. And if we were truly connected with our identity, if we were anchored in, it doesn't matter what anybody says. Like, you could call me whatever you want to call me. I'm not going to get mad. Why? Because I know my identity. Go ahead, call me whatever. I'll just look at you and be like, okay, I'm not that, but it's funny that you think that. I'm good. And I'm not going to get upset because I'm so secure in who I am, right? So I spent this whole time. That is when I discovered that writing to emote is fine. I did that earlier today. I needed to process some thoughts, but you can't just walk away from a journal entry on an emotion. You have to end it with a script. You have to end it with a declaration, with the calling in of the new reality that you desire to have. Then and only then will you unlock the subconscious mind. Now we're getting into neuroscience, right? Which I have a master's certification in. Now we're getting into the neuroscience is the subconscious, the ego, that has to open up for you to be able to call in a new reality and look around. So that is how all of that got started. I was sick and tired.
Let me stop you real quick because you dropping a lot and I want to make sure that they are with us. I want y'all to hear that she's saying she realized, and this is why I'm on such a huge proponent of being self-aware. She realized that the life she was living, what she saw in her life did not align with what she believed to be true. So the word of God says, I can have this, but when I look around, I don't have it. That is the thing that compelled you to find out, okay, well, there's a disconnect somewhere. Not, oh, well, the word doesn't apply to me, or, oh, I'm not good enough for God's word. Nope, there is a disconnect. There is a bridge. There is a way. So now I'm going to go and seek that thing. But when we are in denial about our situation, where we are, when we are pretending to be better off or to be happier than we actually are, like, oh, I'm just going to settle for this thing. That's the thing that's going to keep you from experiencing the abundance that, I mean, y'all are women of faith that you say you believe in. You say you take God at his word on Sunday, but when what God said in his word and what you heard the preacher say on Sunday doesn't look like your Monday through Saturday, why aren't you looking at God like, okay, I got to figure something out. I must be missing something because my life doesn't look like your word says. It takes self-awareness and a determination to move forward. I love that. Well,
can I just say two things about that though?
Yeah.
Because you said you look to God. I would even say, don't look at God in that moment because God's just going to look right back at you and say, but I give you a whole good book. Yes. I'm giving you teachers. Don't look at me. What are you doing? Are you lining up with the word? So that's the first thing. The second thing was you mentioned about settling. And I wrote this down. I had a very powerful dream the other day. And I won't go into the specifics of the dream, but I knew exactly what it meant when I woke up. In the dream, I was settling. And when I woke up, the message was, when you settle, it causes you to lie, to hide, and to rest in the emotions of guilt and shame. That's good. The whole word for somebody.
Girl, that's good right there.
That is a whole word. When you settle, it causes you to hide and lie and to rest in the emotions of shame and guilt. Okay, that's it. Carry on.
Now, I didn't know she was going to snatch our edge, but I assume she was. Get your edge guards on, ladies. Get them on. All right, so now you're in a space where you realize it's great to write because you've been journaling. It's great to write down, you know, get your thoughts out, get your emotions out. But you're saying we can't stop there.
No, you have to. Because here's the thing. Let's say I wrote, darn, and my journal's on that. Oh, you know what? Hold on. There's always a journal handy here. Perfect. I got an old one right here. This is not so old. This is from last year, January 2019. And I always put the dates on the spine in case I need to reference what kind of mess I was in at that time. But say, for example, I say, forgive my fear and doubt. I remember and believe that you are so faithful. This task is but a tiny thing for you, so I thank you. So here I am. I'm writing a prayer, right? Now, if I just, I remember this. I was praying for my daughter to get accepted into a school. If I just stop there, I've just given God the praise, right? I need to take responsibility for what I can do and for what I'm believing and for what I'm having faith. That's where we do a script. So then I wrote, thank you, Lord, for the peace that is washing over Isabella as she sat in that room. Thank you for the fun and joy she experienced. I praise you that she was accepted. She walked out of that room smiling, proud of herself for the work that she did. So this was me scripting how my daughter's audition was going to be. I remember exactly how she came out of that audition. And it was that way. She was smiling. She was proud of herself. Let me tell you why this is a big deal. My daughter's incredibly hard on herself as an artist. So I know that if I had not taken the time to do this journaling, and not only that, but I had her journal as well, what her experience was going to be like walking out of that audition room, so that she had already had that muscle memory. She had already visualized it before it happened, so that when she was in the moment, she could recall. So here's a fun fact. The brain does not know the difference between the truth or a lie. So I want you to close your eyes right now. Everybody that's listening, let's all do this together. I want you to imagine that you have an ice cream cone. And it is your favorite. What's your favorite ice cream, Courage?
Butter pecan.
Ooh, I love butter pecan. It's a little salty. It's a little sweet. It's creamy. Can you see yourself eating it? Are you? Is it a cup or a cone?
It's a cone, cake cone.
Oh, it's a cone. So now you're just licking it. Can you feel the, what do you feel the sensation of?
The coolness, right? Mm-hmm. The sweetness and the crunch.
Mm-hmm. Okay, open your eyes. Your brain does not know that that didn't happen. That's why for some people, when they do this activity, their mouth will start to water. They'll feel that tingly edge. Like the first thought I had, I could feel the coldness, right? I could feel the sensation. The brain doesn't know the difference. It's just a processor. Just like your computer, right? Your computer doesn't have emotion. It's just processing whatever you give it. So when you journal and you do a script, your brain is now processing that this has happened. Now your ego will jump in and say, no, it didn't. No, it didn't. Uh-uh, we broke. We still broke. And then the subconscious will say, well, I don't want to be wrong. I'm sorry. The subconscious will say, no, that's not true. We're still broke. The ego will be like, no, we're not. We're about to make this happen right now. That's why the ego will start looking for that action step. So say, for example, and this was a personal example for me, is by nature, I'm messy. Intrinsically, I'm a mess. You can tell where I've been because there's clothes, you know, it's a whole bunch of stuff. But I started journaling around the fact that I was clean, I was organized, I had like my spots. As I started journaling, right, when I'm consistent in this practice, house is on point, I got my zones, I'm fly ladying my whole life. When I'm not consistent and I default, guess what happens? The mess starts to appear because the brain, your ego is always going to want to be right. And if you wrote down that your house is organized, that ego is looking. And if it doesn't see it, it will bother you. The mess that you were able to ignore previously will now become a real pain in your butt because you wrote it down.
It is so funny that you use that as an example. I'm looking around. I know they can see me looking around. I'm looking around because that's actually one of my affirmations. My home is clean, organized. Mm-hmm. I love the space I'm in because when I first started writing it, I too am intrinsically messy. I don't like smells, but I always have a
right.
Mess. I got stuff.
I have piles.
I got a bunch of stuff, right? I got stuff right there, stuff over here. When I started doing that, started saying it, writing it every single day, my house is so much cleaner. My kids call me Chore Patrol now. They're like, she has changed. She is Chore Patrol. She's always looking. I'm like, I'm not always looking for a mess. I'm always expecting it to be clean. And so I just kind of go into action when I go from room to room and just put it up. So that's so funny that you use that as an example because that is my true life right now, girl.
Yes.
Great. It's absolutely true. How do you feel about the people who are like, oh, this sounds like, not how do you feel? Let me scratch that. What do you say to the woman who's listening now and she's kind of on the fence because it sounds like the name it and claim it? But if I just write these things down, it's going to magically happen.
Well, who said anything about magic and why would you even want magic in your life? Do you know the definition of magic? It means false illusion. And I don't know about you, but I'm not here for anything false. I want real. So I would first ask, what was it? Name it and claim it, magically appear?
Yes. So I'm on the fence. I know I need something different. I know that things are not happening in my life like I need to, which is why I'm listening. But I have this, there's a small resistance because it seems like this is magically delicious. And you're right. I don't want magic in my life.
It's not. Well, first of all, I would say, where did you hear me say that this was a magic thing, first of all? And second of all, what is the real resistance? Do you think that you don't have to do work? Do you think you have no responsibility in this? Because that's not what I said at all. What I said was, you start to write things down. Your ego doesn't want to be wrong. So it inspires you to take action. And then you have a choice as to whether or not you do the thing that you need to do. And sometimes doing the thing is surrender. And sometimes doing the thing is starting the podcast and writing the emails and pitching a client and cleaning up your house and scrubbing a toilet or hiring someone to do those things.
Mm, I love that. I hope that y'all are getting this. I want y'all to hear. Yes, it starts with the writing. Yes, it starts with the scripting. By the way, for the record, scripting is exactly what the Lord did. The Lord scripted when he spoke to Joshua. He said, I'm going to take you into this land that I have given you, G-I-V-E-N, past tense, but they were still outside the promised land. It was done. He said that it was done. It did not negate Joshua's responsibility to actually go in and, in his case, physically fight. There were times where God said, I have delivered you, E-D, past tense, from the land of the Egyptians in the land of your oppressors, but they were still there. It wasn't to say that they weren't going to have to pack their bags, that they weren't going to have to move and do the thing that God had called them to do. He's just letting you know it's already done. Now it's your time to get an alignment for your actions and how you live day to day, right? The steps that you take day to day to be in alignment with what God has said, with what you've written.
Yeah. And you also, there are times where you also just have to allow yourself to receive. Some of you have not, because every time someone tries to give you an opportunity or offer up support or just come in with something for you, you're like, no, I'm good. I remember talking to someone, she wanted to get this house and her parent, I don't know if it was a mom or a dad or so, a parent was like, I'll co-sign. And she was like, no. I don't want their cosign. Well, then you must not really want this house. Because guess what? I'll take that cosign. I'll get my credit wherever it needs to be to then buy you out or to refinance in my own name. But I'm going to go ahead and take that blessing that I need to take right here and now to get what I say I want. So there, again, this is where you have to become aware on as to whether or not your ego is running the show or whether consciousness, right? A higher level of consciousness is taking place. And when I say consciousness, I'm not talking about it in the new agey Christ consciousness BS. I'm talking about your mental state of being. Or have you evolved to the place where you understand that you are not a victim? Have you evolved to the place where you understand that you must take radical responsibility for everything that has happened in your life, right? Everything that you have right now, at some point you have accepted it, you have chosen it, you have settled for it. And I know that somebody is getting real pissed off listening to me right now because she's in some sort of a situation and she's saying, I didn't choose this and I it's not my fault, I have to stay here. If that's what you want to tell yourself, good and well. But I want to offer you an opportunity to get curious and ask yourself, I wonder, what if I did choose this? I wonder, is it true that I'm really stuck in this place for now? I wonder what I can do to change my circumstance. I wonder what else God has for me, if not this.
Oh, baby. What you're saying is this is what y'all got to get. Like it is the actual word. What she's saying is the actual word of God. You know, write the vision and make it plain. The scripture says, so it actually says, so that he who sees it can run with it. right? It's that the writing down gives you something to see, and now that is what you're running with. It's an understanding, like the word says, so a man thinketh, so is he. What you say you are, that's the life you experience. The words that come out of your mouth, I didn't choose this, I can't do anything else, I'm stuck, I don't have any options, there's no other way. The word of God says that what you say out of your mouth, the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruits. Do you know what that means? It's exactly what she's saying. What you say out your mouth will create the life that you will live, and you're going to have to live it. You're going to have to eat that fruit. You are bearing fruit in your life from the words that you say, that you write, that you speak out of your mouth. So instead of only writing down what you're experiencing, this takes it beyond that to writing down the life that you want, because you are a co-creator with Christ. You are made in his image. Mm-hmm. He is the creator, and things are activated by your words, not your thoughts, for the record. Let me just be real clear. It's not what you think. It's because what you think comes out of your mouth, or because of what you think gets written down on paper, that's what has the impact. It starts with the thought, but what brings it to life is what you say and what you write. So asking yourself, what is it I want in this life? What is it going to take for me to start taking God at his word? What is it going to take for me to start? You're listening to this podcast, this episode with Rachel, for a reason, because you were on the fence, because you need a breakthrough, because you need an opportunity, because you've been trying to do it the other way for a long time. And you're like, I think I'm missing something. What is the thing that I'm missing? This right here. This it. You're looking for a sign. Here's the sign. Hey, girl.
Hey.
It's your sign. Right? So can you talk a little bit about the results that you've experienced from this?
Oh gosh, we don't have that kind of time. That's how much that's
somebody's like, they don't care about no clean, because we're both like, yeah, we wrote it and I got a clean house now. They don't care about no clean house.
I'm cancer free. You want to talk about manifestation? Well, first of all, let's go to the fact that when I started this practice, I had just found out that my on-again, off-again boyfriend of 3 years was happily married, so I was in a dire situation. Within 18 months of all of that, I had married my husband and had our baby, and here we are almost 12 years later, still married, 2 kids. I have been told as a young, you know, teenager, young woman, that my chance of having children naturally was less than 20%. I have 2 daughters, conceived both of them naturally, and I had miscarriages in the past, and I share that because if you've had miscarriages, rest assured, if your baby's there, your baby's on her or his way, you just, where's your faith, where's your trust, where's your belief? And you're not going to need fertility, not that needing fertility, if there's anything wrong with that, if that's the route you want to go that route. But I'm saying there's someone who's listening, who is trying to believe bigger, to take the quote from our friend Marshawn Evans, you know, you're trying to believe bigger. Well, you have to back up that belief with some faith and just let God do what God is going to do. You got to let God be God. Of course, you got to go have some good sex, right? We're not giving out Virgin Mary babies anymore. But so I had my 2 babies naturally. The house that I'm in, I journaled exactly what I wanted this house to be. And I didn't give that list to the agent. I actually have forgotten some of the things. And when we found this house, it has everything. The 2 fireplaces, the pool, the extra door to get into the side of the house so that when you come out of the pool, you don't track water through my beautiful hardwood floors, which we have beautiful hardwood floors, right? So it's just a bunch of things. But I don't want to just talk about my results. I want to talk about the results of the members of Faith Activated, because I think that when we listen to someone say, well, this worked for me, that's very anecdotal. Well, you're okay. Sure, it worked for you. You created the method.
Right.
What about someone like, you know, so-and-so? So if we look at people like Rachel Moran, who was in a tough situation, and just this morning, as a matter of fact, I got to read it to you, because she says she manifested $1,000. Hold on, let's just go into the channels here and come in with the manifestations, because I believe in proof. So Christina, I found $10 in the parking lot today. Literally, she just wrote this down. A lady responded to my Facebook ad and asked me to call her about my tutoring programs. I manifested $1,070 yesterday, and I got a surprise $75 I wasn't expecting, and then another surprise of $125. Look, courage. You see this, right?
Yes, I see this.
This is not just me. I journaled yesterday around the prompt of releasing old habits and having new habits for a bountiful harvest, because this month we're talking about harvest. I wrote that I needed to release the habit of sleeping more than I should in the mornings and just get up and start working instead of being lazy. Well, this morning, without an alarm clock, I woke up at 5:30 a.m. and stayed awake. So it's not just money, it's not just houses, it's not just health. It is the area that you are choosing. It's, oh, here we go. Journaled for the process of our house being built to go smoothly and also for my hubby to grow closer to God. Yes. He just found a company that will save us $6,000 to $10,000 on our septic system, and his faith is growing.
Come on now.
There's so many. I'm trying to like pick out. Okay, this is a really long one. Set myself a goal to be consistent. August achievements. This is Meredith. I've been working so much that I've been disconnected from my husband. I knew this was lingering in the background, but it really came home to roost this month. At the beginning of the month, I set the declaration that I was going to box with them every Sunday like we used to, and we did. I have seen marriages completely get saved and turned around simply because the wife started journaling around what their marriage was going to be like. And when you do something like that, right, you start journaling around what your marriage is going to be like, you start moving into action. You start changing your ways subconsciously. Man, don't get me started, because I got hundreds.
It's a beautiful thing. And this taps into something you said earlier. You know, you're believing for something, you're writing something, you're trusting God. It makes no sense for you to trust and have faith and believe and write it out and for you not to act towards it and for you not to accept it when it comes. You know, sometimes we get in our own way, right? So we try it, we start it. It starts to work. When I say some of us, I'm some of us. I write it and I'm like, oh, this is what it's going to be. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And when it starts happening, kind of holding my breath still, right? Yeah. There were times where I was holding my breath. Like, we've been married for 19 years and y'all have known this. Y'all know this. We've been married for 19 years and you don't get to 19 years without almost quitting at least 10 times, right? We've gotten to 19 years. We almost quit a few times. And the last time, I just remember writing out exactly how I wanted it to be, exactly what I wanted us to, how I wanted us to live, and not in this wishful one day we will. I wrote it like it was present day, and then I started writing it like it was past tense. This is our regular life. And when it started to show up in my actual marriage, I was like holding my breath, calling the girlfriends, like, girl, you being real nice. I don't know what that's about. And they're like, well, weren't you praying for this? I'm like, yeah, but I don't really know. And then I just got like a light bulb moment, like, fool. Makes no sense for you to write it, for you to believe it, for you to change your actions and then not be open to accepting it when it comes up. Nobody plants a seed, you know, takes care of it, watches it grow, and then when the fruit comes out, like, oh, I don't trust that fruit. What? Girl,
right.
Pick the fruit, eat the fruit, enjoy the fruit
enjoy
of what you did, right? So I absolutely love, and I want you guys to hear that, one, we're just regular people. And this has happened with numerous, numerous people. This is like
hundreds.
Listen,
hundreds in my group.
Yes. I love it. So can you tell us, I didn't ask you this. I probably should ask you this before we got on this podcast. But I'm going to ask you now. Can they still get in? This podcast today is Thursday. This podcast is coming out this Saturday.
Ooh, I'll keep it for your people. So here's technically, hand to God, I just sent out an email to my list saying that we're closing the doors tomorrow, Friday. So I will keep the link open for your people until, hold on, let's see. So it's coming out on Saturday. So Saturday the 5th. I'll keep it open to Thursday the 10th. just in case, right? Gives you like 6 days.
Yes.
Your loyal listeners should have already listened to the podcast by Thursday. Yeah, so y'all, like, we'll leave it open for them. But then I'm going to close it. I'm not going to open it for the rest of the year because I just don't want to have to keep explaining to people like, hi, you're new here. Here's how it works. No, I just want us to run together to the finish line of 2020. And I, one thing about me too, is like, I journal for my members. Like, I hold space for the members of Faith Activated. And I really declare that we're finishing 2020 strong. I don't know how everybody, I know people are like, I can't wait for 2020 to be over. No, not me. I want every single last day of these 4 months because I'm using them. I'm resting when I need to rest. I'm dancing and celebrating when I need to dance and celebrate. But I'm going to make the most of these 4 months. And what's not going to happen is I'm not going to be that person like, I can't wait for 2021 to get here.
I'm with you. I'm like that too. First of all, I turned 40 this year. Okay, so don't be rushing past 2020.
No, me neither. We hanging on to
all my team. I need all my time, reclaiming my time. I need all my time. So I am with you. Can you talk just a little bit about what's going to happen? Because we're talking like they know what Faith Activated.
Oh, well, I just sent out an email too this morning about how it works because I can't remember who said, she was like, we all think that people just understand, we can say all the testimonials, but then people don't understand how it's going to work for them. So let me just let you know how Faith Activated works for you. So the first thing is I teach you the method, the right shift script method. And I'll just outline those points very quickly right now. So step one is you write whatever comes to mind. This is where you stop judging yourself, stop editing, just free write. The second step is you're going to shift into a place of gratitude or expectation or excitement. And you'll say something like, I'm so excited that I figured out how to do this journaling. It's completely changed my life. And then step three is you script. And that's when you start to write your reality the way that you desire it as if it's already happened. And I gave you that example at the beginning with my daughter's audition where I said she came out of the room. She was so happy. Everything was smiling. When I wrote that journal entry, the audition had not happened. I wrote it the way that I desire it to be as if it's already happened. So that's the first thing that you're going to do. You're going to come in. There's a series called The Core Training. These videos are short and powerful. Why? Because I don't believe that you have to give more for someone to get the value. In fact, I believe that sometimes people try to pack too much in a course and that creates overwhelm. And overwhelm creates paralysis. So I'm not about that life. I'm here for action. So the core training, there are four videos. They're ranging between 5 minutes and 13 minutes. So in and out. You get daily journal prompts from me. My prompts are the bomb. I'm just gonna tell you that right now. My prompts are the bomb. People literally text me like, do you know Patrice Washington?
Yes, I am a co-coach with her in Purpose to Platform.
Yes.
And we probably use some of your prompts for Mastering Momentum because I coach with her.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah.
I'm sure you did because I've gotten text messages from her like, hey, who are prayer partners? Hey, friend, can you write some prompts for my girls? And this is not just Patrice. Multiple seven-figure earning entrepreneurs come to me for prompts for their breakthroughs. So the reason why I throw that flex out there is because I want you to understand that this is not just limited to those people who are in a struggle or feeling. On the contrary, this is for you if you want to level up. As a matter of fact, if you're on the struggle bus, I don't want you in the program.
Girl.
Okay? If you are in a state where your thought is, I'm struggling and I'm stuck, this is not for you. This is for you if your thought is, I'm ready to level up. Show me the micro beliefs that are holding me back. Show me the little nuances that are stopping me from getting to my next level. That's who I want to work with, okay? For those of you that are still on the struggle bus, love you. Work on the flow on your own.
Listen, they ain't listening to this podcast because this podcast is for Black women of faith who are ready to level up in life, faith, and business.
So well, then fantastic.
Stainless.
Oh, for you. Okay, great. So then, listeners, this is for you if you're ready to level up. So you're going to get daily journal prompts. We have a private Slack community, which is the bomb. The women there are so supportive. They're coaching each other at this point, which is what you want. You want to be in a group of your peers where you can each learn from one another. You don't want to be in a group where I'm the leader and yous are all just like, what did Rachel say? No, bump that.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be the follow me. I'm here saying, come on, let's go together. Let's be on this journey together. If I'm leveling up, you're leveling up. We doing this together. We have monthly group coaching calls, and I'll just tell you right now, you ain't gonna find another like me. That's for sure. My coaching is on point. Now, here's the cool thing that I want to reflect is that I did not always have that confidence to be able to say, I am one of the best mindset coaches out there. But how do you get to that point? It's through journaling. It's connecting with your identity. It's allowing yourself to celebrate your gift. And that's something that I really want to help every woman that I work with embody. Because just like no one can do what you do, Courage, no one can do what I do. And we can stand right, linked arms and say, I'm the best at what I do. And you're the best at what you do. And when we're together, whoa.
Right.
Everybody in the room gets a blessing because of how great we are. And then our greatness amplifies their greatness. Amen. That's the kind of environment you should be aspiring to become a part of, where you know that you are powerful and the woman next to you not only knows it, but celebrates it.
Right.
Okay.
Listen, y'all know Rachel, you don't know this. I've not had anybody on here in the 2.5 years that I've done this podcast where I have allowed them to talk about a program that they have. So y'all know I don't really play like that. But the reason I could stand, that's why I was on your call the other day, because I was thinking, that's what I wanted to do on this podcast. But I was like, no, I liked her and I like her podcast and I liked the little conference, but let me just get in here and see what it's really. And these are the things that I feel like make programs that are around mindset and transformation, they are necessary. And I've wasted money in the past on programs that didn't do this. If it's going to be a quality program that's going to give you the tools that you need and create an environment, it has to be one that tells you how to do it. It cannot just be a program that reiterates to you what you can freaking Google. It has to tell you how to do it. While you're in the program, it needs to take out the guesswork. You taught me how to do it. Cute. Okay, what? I never did it before, so what am I supposed to do? That daily prompt is going to take out the guesswork. You're not going to be sitting there twiddling your thumbs trying to figure out, okay, I know how to do this with the shift and she gave me the 3 little steps. That's cute. But what exactly, that's their favorite question. What exactly do I do next? Y'all know I'm huge on community. If there's going to be a transformation, greatness does not come out of isolation. That's not Bible. That ain't biblical. It ain't a real thing. You meet somebody, they at the top. They tell you they got there by themselves. Back up. They lied or they got a lot of bodies buried. My friend, they buried a lot of bodies. Back up from that. And you want somebody that's coaching you that has a passion for it, gets high off their own supply. Don't trust somebody that ain't eating what they cooking. Oh, I'm serving it to you, but I don't eat it. That's not what you want in coaching. I need you to live this thing you're talking to me about. And I need you to have that same passion and believing that you're not so special that nobody else, that those results aren't going to come for anybody else. This is something I can stand behind. Y'all know that I don't take this lightly. I know that I was called. I know that this is a calling. I know the women that God has brought to listen. Y'all are his kids. I don't want no smoke with the Lord. So I'm not going to have just no any old body on here talking to y'all, because I don't want that kind of smoke in my life. Okay? That's not for me. So when I tell you that this is a space that you want to get in, right? If you're ready to level up and you want to do so through drug, like this is full endorsement. And I ain't get paid to say it. Okay.
Thank you for that.
It's easy. It's easy when you have integrity and you only pick people that you can really stand behind. It's easy to support them then. So
integrity is one of the things that we talk about in Faith Activated, developing a level of personal self-integrity. Because for many, the reason why they're not getting the result is because they have a low level of personal integrity. And you need to learn how to ramp that up so that you keep your word to yourself first and foremost. The more you keep your word to yourself, the more you are going to see that level up happening, and it will happen quickly. Thank you.
My question for you is, so no matter how much we accomplish, I know that we still sometimes get to a place where we have fears and we have doubts, mm-hmm. and we need a dose of courage for ourselves. Where does Rachel Luna go for her dose of courage?
To God.
Come on.
There's not even a hesitation. There's not a delay. I go into praise and worship and prayer and petition and supplication. And that's the only place. I mean, I've gone to Tony Robbins on the videos and Ed Mylett, and those are great, right? So, well, I don't know about Tony Robbins because he's into some mess that I'm not down with these days, but whatever. but like, you know, I really enjoy listening to Ed Mylett. He's a Christian, kind of motivational, whatever. And those are good, right? You are going to get that sort of little dopamine hit when you watch the videos on YouTube and listen to a podcast and whatnot. But when I need real help, like when I need that supernatural support, you can only get that from Jesus. You can only get that from prayer and praise and supplication. And I mean, this is going to sound kind of a little kitschy, but in my journal, right? I have my word, I have my praise music, and I have my journal, and I'm laying my fears before the Lord. Mm-hmm. I'm writing them out. I did this morning. I felt some anxiety coming up and I couldn't figure out why. And there's a lot of people that they struggle with anxiety, but instead of just stopping to identify, well, what is the root source? They just live with it. Mm-hmm. And then they can't get anything done because they're in this, their body's holding on to this like frenetic energy. Well, that's so dangerous, not just mentally, but also physically. So I just pulled out my journal. I threw on the praise and worship, and I just was honest. God, I don't know where this is coming from. I'm afraid. I'm anxious. I'm holding it in my diaphragm. My throat is tight. I don't even believe in chakras, but the chakra in the throat, whatever they say, like think that, right? And I just had this straight up honest conversation with God. And then I said, I give this to you. Take this. Your word says that I can come to you with everything and anything. So here you go. I cast my care out on you because I know that you care about me. And then I scripted. Thank you, Lord. I knew you were going to fix it. I feel so much better. I wrote it before I felt it. And by the time I closed the journal and I, you know, let loose in tongues, because man, you want to have a breakthrough, start praying in a prayer language. And by the way, for the record, not everybody gets to pray in tongues. That's biblical too. Some will get it, some won't. So if you don't pray in tongues, you can still have your breakthrough.
Yes.
Nothing's wrong with you. We got to stop labeling ourselves as wrong. We are made in the image of God. We are wonderful. We are fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yes, I know full well. That was so dope. I love it. I'm so glad I had you on. I knew this was going to be so dope. This is how I know the Lord loves me. I am so spoiled. Like, I'm like, man, I can have whatever I want. I don't know about y'all.
Yes.
What I asked my daddy for, you ask for what you want because I'm going to ask for what I want. And I wanted to have you on here. He was like, okay, hey. And now you're here. I'm so glad. I love that you go to the Word. I know y'all tired of hearing me say this. I don't care. You heard her say her dose of courage is God. It is very difficult for you to go to a God you don't know. And if you don't know him, you might want to get in your word, sis, okay? Love y'all. Anything else, Rachel? I'm so excited that you were here. Thank you.
I'm honored and so grateful that you had me. And I really look forward to working with all of your high performing, ready to level up women inside of Faith Activated. Let's go do this thing and turn this world, and let's show the world that Christians are not supposed to be broke, but we are meant to prosper according to his word.
Please let them know. I'm going to have all this information in the show notes. It'll come out in the email to come. If you're not on the email, well, you know, I don't know what to tell you. You should get on the email, because it will also come out in the email, all the things, Rachel. Listen, don't drag your feet in getting in this Faith Activated. Don't drag your feet. You needed a sign. This is it. God made a way for you, because you wouldn't have been able to get in. This is like perfectly set up. We just got this on the schedule last week for this week. I didn't ask her before if she had closed it or when it was gonna close. I meant to, but I forgot, so I didn't. Because I asked her on this podcast, and it's coming out this Saturday, which almost never happens. It almost never happens that it's interviewed this week and it comes out the same weekend. That is God lining it up for you who's listening. So go ahead and do what you need to do so that you can get in this program. Stop playing. Life is too short. And if you're going to have a life of impact, you have to do different, something different. You can't do what everybody's doing, because everybody ain't have no impact. Okay? I love you. Thank you so much for coming on. Later.